From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. At a meeting of heads of NATO countries Wednesday, President Trump targeted Germany for special criticism. He accused the largest and wealthiest European member of the West's defense alliance of being a captive of Russia because it buys energy from the country. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
It appeared to be a breaking of sour bread over breakfast between President Donald Trump and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Trump specifically criticized Germany for allowing a Russian energy company to construct a $10 billion pipeline through its waters.
We're supposed to be protecting you from Russia, but why are you paying billions of dollars to Russia for energy?
Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel, during her arrival later, noted energy deals with Russia do not make 21st century Berlin beholden to Moscow. Steve Herman, VOA News at NATO headquarters in Brussels.
The U.S. spends about 3.5% of its gross domestic product on defense. That's far higher than other NATO members. It also provides 70% of NATO's budget. NATO leaders said Wednesday they have agreed to contribute more money to their defenses. China has accused the United States of bullying and warned it would hit back after the Trump administration raised the stakes in their trade dispute, threatening 10% tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese goods. Market analyst Richard Perry.
Trump is trying to play to his base. They are not necessarily interested in how the immediate impact of this trade war.
China's commerce industry said Wednesday it was, quote, shocked by the tariffs and would complain to the World Trade Organization. This is VOA News. Britain's top counterterrorism police officer says the nerve agent Novichok could remain active for 50 years if kept in a sealed container. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Metropolitan Police's Neil Basu says based on what officials now know about Novichok, he cannot yet guarantee there are no traces of the lethal poison in southwestern England. Basu has told residents of the Amesbury area police are searching for the container that held the nerve agent, believed to have poisoned two people on June 30. Basu, however, says there's so far no definitive forensic proof that the Novichok that poisoned to death Dawn Sturgis and severely injured Charlie Rowley came from the same batch used in March against ex-Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Two heavily armed suicide bombers stormed an education department office in eastern Afghanistan Wednesday and killed at least 11 people. Witnesses said the assailants fired indiscriminately at staffers inside the building in Jalalabad, the capital of the eastern Nangarhar province. People in Thailand and around the world have been reacting with relief, gratitude, and exhilaration following the successful rescue of the last group of 12 boys and their soccer coach from a flooded cave complex. U.S. Air Force rescue specialist Derek Anderson says air quality in the cave was worsening and rescuers knew they had to get the boys out as quickly as possible.
The condition of the air in the cave was deteriorating, so that really started to kind of put a sense of urgency with one, realizing that the long-term survivability of the boys in the cave was becoming a less and less feasible option.
A few boys are still dealing with lung infections that will keep them in the hospital at least a week. India's Supreme Court has begun hearing arguments on the nation's ban on homosexuality. Reuters correspondent Jason Albano reports.
On Tuesday, the Supreme Court began hearing arguments challenging a colonial-era law which effectively bans homosexuality. Even though activists face opposition from ruling lawmakers, they say they're optimistic that the ban could be thrown out. Lawyers for those challenging the law told the court it represented outdated Victorian morals and stifled individual rights. Currently, gay sex is punishable by up to 10 years in jail, but enforcement is uncommon.
Reuters correspondent Jason Albano. A mudslide triggered by monsoon rains has demolished tin-roofed homes on a hillside in northeastern India, killing at least 8 children and 1 woman while they were sleeping. The June to September monsoon season often brings heavy rainfall, flooding, and landslides to India. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.